Mr. Secretary, thank you, sir.
Hello?
Mr. President, Secretary Wirtz, 9-1.
Yes, Mr. President. He said that he thought it would be a good idea. He didn't know. He said there's some movement, something might come along, but he didn't know, and he thought it'd be a good idea. He was a great admirer of yours. If I could ask you to come up and participate in evaluation with him, and you all chew it back and forth and exchange ideas, and it might be that there's some constructive suggestions and new approaches that you would have that he had thought of. And I told him we'd just be delighted to, and that you had kept me fully informed as it went along, and that I would call you and tell you to take a plane within the hour. I don't know where you want to land, how secretly you want to go. He said, well, now you know they'll know when he lands. I said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do there. I'll tell Wirtz and Bill Moyer that I'm going to tell Wirtz to call you as soon as he hangs up with me. And he'll tell you about when he'll be there and any details and anything you all work out. I would think that probably we ought to just frankly say that the mayor talked to the president asked Secretary Wirtz to go and visit with
that's great.
But you all clear that, you do it, your judgment on those things is exemplary. Now there's a little King Air plane that I fly a good deal. It's got all the protections, weather and radar and height and pressure cabin, and it only costs $30 an hour, and it's just as fast to New York as my big jet, but it lands any airport you want to, so you don't need to go in, or you can take a Jetstar if you want to. You can go in any way you want to. You can work. It's the quietest plane in the government, and I use it all the time when I'm at home. It goes not quite 300, but it's an hour at New York, and it gets over the weather, it's got pressurized cabin, it's got radar, it's got everything. I don't know whether it's available or not, but if it is, I'd tell them to use it or one of my Jetstars, whatever you want to do, it depends on what airport you want to go in. If you want to go in without a big crowd and get in close to town as you can, I'd take the smaller plane. It can land on 2,000 feet, and I told Oliver Freeman he's using it quite a bit.
That's fine.
What I would do if I were you around here, too, instead of going commercial or instead of using planes that cost you so much more, this plane, the actual expense is about $30. I think it charged $75 an hour. It holds 8 people besides the 2 pilots comfortable. It has bath facilities, and it has a toilet, and it's new. It hasn't got over 100 hours on it, and I just... Every time I go to Texas, I take it. I use it everywhere I go.
Well, I was expecting to go commercial and can.
No, I'd go. I think you'd go cheaper this way, right. and you can take anybody you want
I'll
to with you and work.
I sure would. And I think what I'll do, if this makes sense to you, will be to suggest to Lindsay that we say that I'm simply coming up to talk with him and with the panel. Talk with him tonight. Probably come back tonight.
Right. Yep. Just go and plane will be there, and you, I'll have Colonel Cross get in touch with you right away.
Don't bother. We'll get in touch with
him.
Thanks, Mr. President.